we must have this stuff, you know. I don't care about them seeing, my body serves them right, but it's gonna bathe us all in bloody radiation. And of course, people who do care about their body being seen, it's going to, again, break them down. This is what it's about. It's a psychological warfare on the people. We're seeing police becoming more like soldiers. There are some good policemen, there are some sensible policemen, but my God, they're some morons. And they're giving them tasers as well. Bloody hell, 55,000 volts. But what is that about? People say, oh, it's terrible, it's bad for them, isn't it, that these people are dying from being hit by the taser? No, it's what they want. Because when people die of being hit by the taser, that means anything you say, officer, I'll do. It's what they want. Part of the control system. And the sound to clear, peaceful protest, the microchip agenda goes on. One hospital now is replacing written tags on babies with barcoded ones. In the papers this week, it's all on the road. They now have barcodes that actually you can't see. The real ones, they would be there, but you wouldn't see them. Then there's the assault on the body computer to destabilize our ability to maximize our potential and get out there to higher levels of consciousness. That's what, in part, this is about, the chemtrails that crisscross the skies all over the world. All the chemical cocktails in food and drink, targeting children most of all. And this is an interesting thing. It's talking about problem, reaction, solution. The symptoms of the E-numbers in sweets and food and everything, in terms of childhood behavior problems, mirror the alleged symptoms of attention deficit disorder. Mirror them. Why? Because the car's in them. And so what they do is have this shite,